Are we seeing signs the economy's slowing down?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Right now we're going to ask today's big question, and it has everything to do with the amount of oomph the economy has and whether a modest recovery can continue. We got the first assessment of how the economy did in the second quarter this year, and the government today reported the nation's gross domestic product rose by 2.4%. That's about what analysts were expecting, but it's slower than first quarter growth and way below what we would be seeing if we had strong growth going on. David Kelly is chief market strategist for J.P. Morgan Chase. He's with us live from Boston for some analysis. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
So what does 2.4% GDP growth tell you about where we are?
Well, it tells us that we're in a slow but clear recovery from a very deep recession. They did revise the numbers going back a number of years. It shows that this was the worst recession since World War II, but over the last year, we've grown by 3.2%, so that is clear economic growth. It's just not as fast as any of us would like.
Was that a surprise going back to last year, the revision that the growth was even worse, the slowdown was even worse?
No, it wasn't a huge revision. We knew it was a very deep recession, and this just shows it was a little worse than we thought. But they said originally that GDP had fallen by 3.8% in the recession. Now they say 4.1%. It's pretty ugly, but it's not much different from what they originally said.
Remind us about the GDP, where we get it, and why it's so important to look at.
Yeah, GDP is the best measure we have of how we're all doing in this economy. These are numbers which are released every quarter by the Commerce Department. And what's particularly interesting this morning is they've released numbers going back over the last few years. So we actually get a sense not just of how we're doing right now, but how deep was the recession and how strong is the recovery so far.
And this, by no doubt, is not the last time we're going to hear about second quarter GDP. We'll get further revisions, right, from here on.
That's right. They'll revise the numbers. But the real question is also not just what was going on in the second quarter, but there were a lot of questions about, you know, how much is this economy slowing down? And right now, we do think that there is a soft patch in economic growth, but we believe the economy will regain momentum as we go into next year. So we still think continued growth rather than a double-dip recession.
David Kelly, chief market strategist for J.P. Morgan Chase. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right. A slow economy equates to smaller contributions into state budgets. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce today holds a conference on underfunded state pension and health benefit plans. Now, at that summit, the chamber says states should do what a lot of private companies do, and that is cut contributions to retirement plans during lean times. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Pension plans for state and local government workers are at least $1 trillion in the red. That's according to the Pew Center on the States. Generous retirement plans were offered to employees who didn't have to pay in. Governments were responsible for pension payments, but they didn't put enough money in. To make matters worse, fund investments tanked during the financial crisis. What to do now? Aliyah Wong of the Chamber of Commerce says future state workers will have to share the burden.
There will be more cost sharing, which will mean, you know, if you want a richer benefit, you have to make more of a contribution from your own paycheck.
Joshua Rao teaches finance at Northwestern University. He says if states don't act, they'll go Greek.
We will run into a Greece-style debt crisis in states like Illinois and New Jersey, and where basically the state ceases to function.
Some states have gotten the message. Pew says 15 states have raised the retirement age for new workers or curbed their benefits. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's check the numbers. Shares in Europe are down at the moment about 0.5%, maybe a little bit more as a matter of fact. Asian markets were lower as well, according to a Chinese currency official today. China is now the world's second biggest economy, replacing Japan. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow was off about 0.3%, 30 points to close at 10,467.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act.
New rules for air cargo start next week. All shipments that fly along with passengers on commercial aircraft must be screened for security. Now, the shipping industry has had a few years to work up to the new rules, but there have been a few setbacks. Marketplace's Eve Tro reports.
Most travelers have no idea the belly of their plane is filled with much more than luggage.
Virtually all passenger planes have cargo. It might be electronics, it might be food products, any kind of merchandise.
Peter Quinter is a customs lawyer in Florida, a major shipping hub.
Most passenger airlines, a huge percentage of their revenues and more of their profit comes from the cargo than it does from the passengers.
But all that cargo is a security risk.
So it might go from Hong Kong to Singapore, Singapore to London, London to New York.
Homeland Security sees those transfers as weak links where someone could sneak a bomb onto a plane. Up to now, only a percentage of cargo has been screened. Starting Sunday, every shipment must be certified. It's taken years to build systems to do this, says David Brooks. He's president of American Airlines Cargo Division.
There hasn't been screening devices that can accommodate the small envelope all the way up to pallets that weigh 10,000 pounds that we may get.
Picture those X-ray conveyor belts for luggage, but big enough for a hot tub, and with advanced technology to detect explosives. Brooks says American Airlines alone spent $10 million on new screening gear. It will charge clients for the service, and those companies will pass the cost along to you and me.
Cell phones, the computers, all the things that tend to go by air, at the end of the day, it's going to be the consumers who are going to see more cost.
But that's the price of increased security. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And now all the business news in 60 seconds, the business news of the week with the Marketplace Minute.
Colgate did so-so in terms of selling Dynamo and Speed Stick and Tom's of Maine. They only saw a modest gain in Handy Wipes and Ambisol and Ultra Bright and Fab and all the soaps and toothpaste that they sell. Profits soared at Sony, Shell, Motorola, Mitsubishi. Boeing sales were kind of squishy. Kellogg said the other day sales were blah for Special K and Apple Jacks and Honey Smacks and Mini Wheats and other treats like Pop-Tarts and Cruncheroos and Cinnamon Marshmallow Scooby-Doos. Lockheed did succeed. Exxon, Avon, yes, indeed, they did. And so did Conoco. Hyundai, yes. Nintendo, no. The final name I have in mind lost more than all those firms combined. It can't be a thrill to lose $17 billion, but then don't do the drill if you can't clean the spill.
Marketplace's Bill Radke. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.